actually last year where you saw a kind of increase in prices as well, I was working like 60 to 70 hours a week, and I almost didn't pass my second year just because I didn't have any time to finish my assignments, but luckily I got them in. But like, I mean, just kind of like the pressure to be able to afford to live and buy food, and that kind of put a lot of pressure on me. And so I was like, well, if it comes down to it, I have to choose being able to live versus being able to study. So that was something that happened to me last year.
I mean, just thinking on it, I mean, it is something that does worry me in terms of like the future. Like, I'm graduating soon, and if prices stay this high, I'm kind of worried that, if I graduate and I stay here, maybe I'm not able to, find a place to live if I don't have a job, and then I have to worry about, paying back my student loan while also paying for rent, while also paying for, everything that I need. And then with that comes the idea that, with people who are home students or even EU students, because you guys are so close to your family, I mean, even, people in Europe, they're about, an hour and a half to 3 hour flight away. So they can find their family. Like, whereas my family's 7 hours, 8 hours away by plane at the quickest. And they're, quite a few hours behind. So, I mean, even if I needed the help, they're almost too far away. So I'm kind of isolated over here. So, I mean, that's definitely a worry that I have, going off into the world after university.